Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Oh My Lanta. Okay, guys, I have something exciting. We have a guest. Shall our guests introduce themselves?
Oh my gosh, I don't know why I'm so nervous all of a sudden. My name's Michaela. I'm Haley's best friend.
But what else do you go by?
Well, you call me Marmy.
Marmy! It's Marmy, everyone. Michaela, aka Marmy, played Marmy in Little Women, and she's been my Marmy ever since. And I love you.
I love you, and I'm so excited to be here.
This is so fun, because the last episode that I have had a guest on was with Aiden and Roger. And you're my first female guest.
Woohoo!
So let's hear it for the ladies. Woo woo! Oh my gosh. Okay, guys. So guess what? We're gonna talk about Wicked. Have you heard enough about it? I don't think so. let's hash into this. We've kind of tried to stay away from talking about it to have our points to be fresh for us to like rant about to each other. So I think this will be interesting. First, I think we should, what's on like the top of my head is like the different, also if you haven't seen the movie or care about it or care about any like the plot points in it that could be considered spoilers, if you haven't seen Wicked, you might not want to listen to this part. Or just listen and just have a ball and try to hang on with us. So I was thinking we should talk about, the different like, little, what would those be called? Like hidden things, like in the movie.
Like the little Easter eggs.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, like the red shoes.
Yes, and she taps them 3 times. Did you see that?
No.
She clicks them together 3 times.
I think at that point I started sobbing and I like maybe missed it.
Right. Well, that was during Popular, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think yes. So. Yeah, and Glinda's showing Elphaba, all her different like shoes and wardrobe and stuff and. Yeah, she pulls out some ruby red slippers, which is so interesting because they're the silver slippers. But it's just funny that they still had the ruby red slippers in it.
Okay, so I saw something on TikTok, and again, we take it with a grain of salt. But the only reason that she... Okay, so she has the silver slippers because when the original Wizard of Oz came out, the whole thing was that they wanted this big color thing, right? Mm-hmm. So it was said that originally they wanted silver slippers, but then... because they wanted it in color, silver kind of looks like still black and white.
Yeah.
So they made them ruby red. Mm-hmm. So originally they were silver.
Isn't that so cool?
I think that's really interesting. I love that. Again, I saw that on TikTok, so who knows if it's
no, I'm pretty sure that's real, but... I'm pretty sure that's true though, because there's the... what's her name? I think she's like the Oz collector or something. Mm-hmm. Have you seen her on...
I've heard of her,
on TikTok? She's great. She's like an official... I'm pretty sure she's... Don't quote me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure she's an official like Wizard of Oz historian.
That's really cool.
Because she has like a huge collection of like Wizard of Oz like pieces and stuff, and like she's I think one of the largest like personal collections of Wizard of Oz stuff. She's incredible. She actually got I thought it was so special because she actually got to interview Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, and it was just like so sweet and perfect. If you guys have TikTok. Go watch. I'm pretty sure it's the Oz Collector is her name. She'll show up. She's super sweet. Yeah. So the ruby red slippers. Did you see in Dancing Through Life? So that's for those of you that don't know, that's Fiero, Glinda's love interest, but also Elphaba's love interest from part two.
Spoilers.
Did you see how he had so much like scarecrow? Like,
yes,
pose
like his
moments.
Mannerisms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And then Bach moves so, like, rigid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very Tin Man. What are the other things?
There was one about the lines, like the lines in their uniforms. So, like, when you look at their uniforms, and again, on TikTok, but I watched it and I thought this was very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The pinstripes are all very straight for everybody because they're following that straight path in life.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at Elphaba's, they're never lining up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That is really cool. And maybe we're reaching a little bit. But I no, was like, but that's like as so neat
from a costuming standpoint, like everything is so intentional. Mm-hmm. Like even if it might not be that, it might be for another reason. Like they're mm-hmm. not just gonna like make this like out of pocket decision.
Right.
Like,
so tomorrow when we watch it again,
yeah, we're going to see it again.
Like the pinstripes and everything. Like
oh that. Man!
And Fiera also doesn't have any stripes at all.
Oh, he doesn't.
No.
Did you see how, so in the very beginning of the movie, it shows Dorothy and the gang, mm-hmm. Walking down the Olympic Road to the Emerald City. And if you zoom in, it's obviously, well, it's Fiero, but, it's Fiero's jacket and you can mm-hmm. see like his like embroidery, like prints, like that's emblem-y. Really cool. Gold stuff on the back of his jacket, you can see it, and it's like, duh, of course it would be that because he's a scarecrow. Mm-hmm. Spoilers. But there's that, there's oh, and then apparently in that same shot you see like someone on a horse, and people mm-hmm. are saying that that's Elphaba on Fiero's horse, like running away, which I think that's really sweet. What else was there that I saw? There's, like, a bunch of stuff. Apparently, Stephen Schwartz is in it. There's so many different, like, obviously, there's Kristen Chenoweth and Idina yeah. Menzel. But there's, like, another woman that played Glinda, another woman that played Elphaba, like, a bunch, like, I think the two from, like, the UK. Mm-hmm.
I will say I was not very impressed with Christina and Adina's...
Christina? Christian?
Christian. What am I saying?
Christian Chenoweth. Yeah,
can
Christian.
You cut that out? That's embarrassing.
No, it's okay.
I will say, I was not impressed with no. Christian Chenoweth and Adina's cameo.
No, I was talking to my mom about, well, both of my parents, but my mom, it took me out of the moment. Mm-hmm. Like, I think what it should have been, like, I understand, like, they need to kind of tell that story.
For sure.
Of, like, how the wizard, or, like, the whole, mm-hmm. the grimmery part, because they need to have that Wizomania little part. It sounds like we're making up so many fake words, but, like, it's canon.
It just made them look old.
It made them look old, and it, I don't know, it just takes you out of the moment because it's such a long fan service. I think all they needed to do was,
like, have, like, a cut scene and, like, tell, like, another story.
A cut scene, or literally just have where Christian Chenoweth? That does not sound right. Christian Chenoweth? Kristen!
Oh, God.
You guys, it's so late.
It's 11:30.
It's 11:35 p.m. Let's... Kristen Chenoweth, this is so embarrassing. Anyway.
Yeah, it's Kristen.
Okay, it's what late at night, you guys.
Christina.
Gosh, okay. Anyways, Kristen Chenoweth, when she starts singing that part to Ariana, that's mm-hmm. like back to the One Short Day, mm-hmm. I think that's where it needed to start, mm-hmm. and it needed to end with them singing that one part, and that be mm-hmm. it. I think that would have been perfect. That would have been enough. They didn't need to be in that whole performance. It felt so stupid with them also, like, playing back and forth off of each other, like, looking mm-hmm. for the spotlight. Like, yes, it was playing off of, like, their characters and stuff, and it's fun, but it's such a big fan service. That's mm-hmm. the only thing in the movie that I'm like, guys, come on.
I mean, they didn't make them look like a team, and, like, the mm-mm. whole point of, like, Elphaba and Glinda is they're a team, and they...
Yeah.
I don't know, just like
it just
bratty actors.
Yeah, I don't know. It just it was a little disappointing there.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm glad that they were in it.
Yeah, I think that was sweet. I wish, because I remember when I saw some like leaked photos or whatever, and people were like circling, and they're like, "That's Kristen. She's mm-hmm. back there. She's back there." And I'm like, "Okay, that's cool. I think it's even cool if they're just in the audience watching. Mm-hmm. That's all it needs to be. We don't need Kristen Chenoweth hitting this." Note,
yeah.
And then like Idina Menzel, I love her, but Miss Girl struggles to sing anymore. other than when she's Elsa, unfortunately. But I don't know. It's just like it wasn't it for me. That's the only part.
But beyond that, I think the entire movie they just like killed it.
It was beautiful.
Like there were times where like I could quote what they were gonna say because it's like directly from the musical, and I yeah. think that that's important, especially for mm-hmm. representation in the theater world, because mm-hmm. I've seen where they've taken musicals and made them into movies and it's just a complete like different show.
Mm-hmm. Oh so. Yeah, it's I love, oh, I saw this too in an interview with Stephen Schwartz was talking about, or someone asked him, like, is anything in the movie, would that come to the stage show? And he said, there's one thing. And, you know, at the end of Popular, where Ariana has, like, the little, like, the, she keeps going up an octave at the very end. He says, if I had thought of that when I was writing Wicked, that would be in there. Mm-hmm. And he said that Ariana was so scared and kept telling him, no, I don't want to do that because I don't want to be Ariana playing Glinda. I want to be Glinda. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important that she was saying that because it shows that she's like, everybody keeps saying like, oh, she's good for a pop star. She's good for pop. No, she's a theater kid.
She was great.
She's born a theater kid. She's always been that. She's just found her success in like pop star dumb or whatever. But like... Bar stardom. But like, I think that that's so important that she was like, I don't want to be perceived as that. But he's like, no, if I would have thought of that, that would be in there. Right. And it might find its way into the show, which I think is so cool. Mm-hmm. That like, he can just be like, hey, add these few measures.
This is my show.
This is what I want. Make this song about 30 seconds longer.
Well, I remember when she was cast in the show in 2020. Oh gosh.
2021 maybe.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
I remember being really disappointed. I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh yeah, I was so skeptical.
Why are we, like, there are so many other, like, really talented people out there that, like, deserve, not that she doesn't deserve it, but that, like, should get the spotlight and, like, earn their spot in, like, this world. Mm-hmm. So, like, why are we taking somebody who already has great success, but like I think she did wonderful, and like,
she's fabulous.
People are like, when I watched it, I didn't see Ariana, I did see Glinda,
which is perfect. That's like what you want. You want to forget this person as who they are. You want to see them for their character. And it's so interesting too to see, like, I mean, I don't know how accurate this is, but like, I keep seeing the same list of people. Now, I'm not going to say all the people, but like, they said, like, Renee Rapp, Amanda Seyfried, Dove Cameron were all people that were, like, up for the role of Glinda. I don't think any of them are good for that.
I don't think Dove Cameron. She's too, like...
She's too nasally and, like...
Well, she's not nasally. Very, like, I don't know. Punk. Like, very harsh.
Yeah.
But that's also been all the movies that she's been in. Yeah. So.
And I think people also say that, too, because, like, in Descendants, she's obviously with Kristen Chenoweth. And Kristen Chenoweth plays Maleficent, her mother, in Descendants. Mm-hmm. But, like, she's just... I don't think... Not that she's not capable of it, but I don't think she's capable of portraying that in an actual movie, because she's not in, like, modern movies. And then Renee Rapp, she's not that bright enough for it. She's more of, like, not an alto, but maybe, like, a...
Like a mezzo?
Yeah, a mezzo. And then Amanda Seyfried, I love Amanda Seyfried, but she's too old for it, I think. And then I was really skeptical of Cynthia Erivo, but only because I, like, didn't know her from anything. But the moment that I saw her performance of I'm Here
from the Color Purple,
I could watch that any day of the week, any time of day, and cry and just, like, feel so moved.
I showed that to my mom, and my mom is, like, not a theater person, like, at all. Like, she knows nothing about theater. She knew nothing about Wicked seeing it. And, like, I showed her that video probably years ago, and she, like, watched it and went... Holy crap.
Yeah.
And, like, for her to say that and not know a thing, like, that's really big. Especially because my mom just doesn't appreciate it like we do. So, and she, like, she loved it.
Just knowing that, like, someone can convey that. And even when it's just through, like, some, like, hidden video that someone took during a show or something like that. Like, it's just, it's incredible to have that kind of power in you to do that. And I think she was great. I know I mentioned earlier, like, there's something about the recordings that give them that kind of, like, it's, their voices are a little too crisp or something, like, or a little too clear. Like, it just sounds like, oh, this has been airbrushed with, like, not auto-tune, but, like, something that could do that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because there's, when she's, it's me, and she's doing that, it's like, it's perfect. Yeah.
And I think that's where we lose the integrity of theater, is because in theater, you can't auto-tune live.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all had moments where we're on stage and we sing something and we're like, oh.
That was not the note.
That was a choice. also, I mean, we've all been there, and I think that's where we lose it just a little bit. But also, we have to remember it's also it's a movie.
Yeah, because like I think like the only not only well no I'm gonna make this statement. This is my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think the only other good musical movie is Les Mis.
Yes.
But there's something, but they actually sang live though, right? Or majority of it?
Yes.
Well, for On My Own, that was like, that's the sound quality that I was hoping for. Which, like, I know there's only so much they can do, but like, I don't know. It's still such good performances, but it's too crisp and clear. Mm-hmm. I want to hear like the effects of like their environment around them. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I don't know. Because it's like, you're not going to hear. It's going to sound a little muffled if there's, like, trees or something around your stuff. It's not just going to be this clear tonality or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know.
But dang, I still wanted to sing along the entire time. I know. Time.
Did you see that? I'm pretty sure my dad said it's, like, I think it's on Christmas that they're having the sing-along.
Really?
And it's at the theaters, and it's, like, encouraged that you sing along
on that one. And people are going to want to dance now, too.
I know. Can you imagine everyone doing the, you're just too good. Oh man, there was a point that I was gonna say about Fiero to you earlier or something. Something I do think is really cool that someone pointed out that I was like, that makes so much sense. So when I was a kid and I always was listening to the Wicked soundtrack and stuff like that, I always remember in Dancing Through Life Glinda calling Bach Bick, and I was always so confused because I was just like, that's not his name, but like I it never processed to me, oh, she's just calling him the wrong name. I was like, am I calling him the wrong name? I'm like, I think it's Bach. But I think it's so important to show her as a character that way, because she's so determined for Dr. Dillamon to say Galinda, but she can't even remember his name. She doesn't even have the courtesy to call him the correct name.
Yes, I hear you, and I'm not like ignoring that, but I remember when I first saw the musical and she kept saying, yeah, it's Galinda, and like in my head I was like, yeah, Glinda. It wasn't until the movie where I heard the Galinda. Galinda. And I was like, I remember just like as a kid watching the musical and being,
saying it right.
I don't get why you're saying it like that. Like, we've all been saying Glinda. They're like, no, it's Galinda. I'm like, yeah, Glinda. Like, I just did not hear the the G-A.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I remember that so vividly.
Yeah. Well, and it always kind of tripped me out, because I didn't remember her saying that she was, like, doing, like, giving up the A in solidarity to Dr. Dillamon and being Glinda. But I was just like, I just thought that was so, it's so subtle. But it's, like, that just shows how, like, self-centered she is in the beginning. And how she, like, I don't know, like, you can...
Well, and back to, like, the costuming. When that happens, you notice that her costuming, the lines become angular. So, like, when she changes, they're still, like... And the thing is, like, she's still straight. And, like, when she sings Defying... Or when Cynthia sings Defying Gravity, you notice that, like, she's always been... who she is underneath. Like, she may have tendencies of like straying, but she's still got those straight paths on her like costuming.
Yeah.
So it's, I don't know. It's brilliant the way that they do it. She's her through and through, but she has these points where she like veers off the path, but she's still her.
You're saying Glinda does?
Yeah.
I love that. I thought it was really funny when the monkey grabbed her jacket and she's like, just take it or you can have it or whatever she says. That that was so funny.
Heartbreaking.
Yes. And just, like, watching her realize, Elphaba realizing, like, what she's done, especially because she's, like, fighting for the animals and wants that for the animals. And, like...
Well, just the way that she's portrayed throughout the whole thing. Like, the first scene where she's just a little girl and, like, the way her dad treats her, I'm sobbing.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
And her nanny. Oh, gosh. Yeah. The bear.
The bear.
The big bear.
Oh, that was...
It's like Bear in the Big Blue House. Yes.
And you just see, like, throughout the whole thing where she's just being treated awfully because she's different. And, like, I don't, And then when she is, like, casting the spell and then they're saying that she's an evil, wicked witch, I'm just sobbing.
Yeah.
Because that's not, it's so sad.
Well, and did you, I can't remember if I said this to you earlier, but, that, so since Madame Morble has, like, they show... Oh, sorry, something else.
Okay.
So when it starts to rain, and Madame Morble puts the umbrella over her, and the water doesn't touch her. Did you see that? And, like, but the Wicked Witch melts. Oh. Isn't that interesting? Wow. Isn't that interesting? And so at the end, and you know how there's all of a sudden this, like, crazy storm? Mm-hmm. People say, which makes so much sense, Madame Morble made the storm to make her look evil. Isn't that crazy? And do you remember in Act 2, so when they, they're hunting down Elphaba, they go to Nessa Rose, which, for those of you that don't know, Nessa Rose is Elphaba's sister, and who's the Wicked Witch of the East, the one that gets the house dropped on her. But they go after Nessa Rose, and Madame Morble creates a storm to try and, like, get Nessa Rose and get Elphaba's attention. Well, the storm is what brings Dorothy to Oz and causes Nessa Rose to die. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy.
Madame Morble's the Wicked Witch.
She is. She's, like, don't she's get me evil.
Her, the actress that played her,
oh, what's her? Yoon?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I'll look it up. You tell.
the woman that plays her, like, mm-hmm. just does such a good job of, like, showing that, like, loving side, because, like, Elphaba's never seen that love before, and finally she has somebody who can love her, and then to switch on her like that, like,
Michelle Yeoh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. For somebody to, like, switch on her like that, that for me was like, oh, you had what you wanted all along, and then somebody's gonna just, like, drop you like a hat.
Oh yeah. It's, and it's so crazy too, like, the way I love the way that the wizard, he says something, maybe it's just that he can't see her from where she, okay, when they go to see the wizard and they get in there, does he say that he just couldn't see her from where he was sitting?
From where he was sitting.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Because I saw someone say that was like, oh, I didn't know, I swear he says something to the effect of later, like, I didn't know what you'd look like or something. But then he has the miniature figurine of her. It's like, oh, but you did know.
I took it as, like, he couldn't see through, like, the big Oz head.
Mm. That makes more sense.
Which that Oz head was incredible.
Oh, yeah. And that's, like, real. They made that. Mm-hmm. Like,
I did like where they added into the movie, like, pick the color of the road.
Yes.
I was like, that is just, like, I thought that was so cool.
It's so clever. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, it's been, when did I last see the show? I think it was in 8th grade was the last time I've seen it, like, the actual stage production. And I, so, like, I was even thinking, I'm like, did they do this in the show?
Yeah, it's been a while. I'm for like, me. I saw it 2010.
Okay.
But I've, like, watched, like, slime tutorials. Yeah. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, guys, if you look up a musical and then slime tutorial after the musical's name, most likely will come up on YouTube the full pirated video.
They're not all great quality, but yeah, you can get a...
You get the gist.
Yeah.
I
don't know how many Little Women videos I watched.
I know, like, right?
Slime tutorials.
So funny. But if you're in the theater community, you know instantly when you say slime tutorials that you mean you watched the full video someone took on, like, their iPhone.
I think I watched Aladdin.
Oh yeah.
For the first time on, like,
slime tutorial. Mm-hmm. That's the only Broadway show I've seen.
Really?
Yeah, it was Aladdin that we went to go see, which was really cool.
I liked that one.
Yeah, it was fun. I'm trying to think if I had any other. I know I have so many more thoughts,
wait to, like, see how they do, like, part two. Like,
part two is going to be incredible.
All my favorite songs are in part two.
Yeah. I just, As Long As You're Mine, Jonathan Bailey and Cynthia Erivo singing that. Jonathan Bailey is the biggest loss for the straight community. 100%.
And he knows it.
He knows it. He is, and he's so.
Don't even get me started on those pants and those. Did you see
that? Where are you going with that?
There's a video of Jonathan Bailey saying, yeah, like, the boots, like, I danced in just the boots.
Good for him.
That video. Where is that? Like,
you need it sent to you?
I need that. If anybody has that.
Send it Marmee's way. No, like, he's He's incredible. Have you seen, I don't know what song it is from the last 5 years, but it's him.
Oh, yes.
It's so amazing. Uh-huh. Just the amount of emotion that he can portray mm-hmm. through his voice and just, oh,
well, and the my same gosh. Thing with him and Ariana. Like, I did not see Jonathan Bailey from Bridgerton.
Oh, no. Like, No.
Like, he walked on the...
I saw him...
He walked on stage. He walked into that movie frame, and I was like...
That's Fiero.
It's Fiero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, it, like, the set where it goes... In the library where it goes around in circles.
Oh my gosh. How do they come up with that? My mom and I were, like, flipping out about that. Just the choreography to begin with. How do you even imagine? I want, like, 6 tumbling mm-hmm. hamster wheels, and I want these people to fly through this. Crazy.
Could you imagine the timing and like the precision that you have to have to jump yes. through the wheels without knocking yourself out?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you hear when she's like the book place or whatever she calls it? Place. And then when they're in One Short Day and they're dressing upon libraries, Glinda goes, oh! Like she's like, oh, like, or she said, it's like some like little like, oh, or, oh! But it's a reaction of realizing, oh, it's libraries. That's the word I was looking for.
And I was probably crying at that point.
Yeah. No mood. I really wish that they had their One Short Day outfits, though.
The yellow.
I wanted her yellow dress. Glinda's yellow dress.
But I will say, costuming was great. I loved all of Glinda's pieces.
Mm-hmm. I liked it, too, how they were, like, still using the same fabrics. Like, mm-hmm. it was the same fabrics, but all in different configurations mm-hmm. for each character. I thought that was so fun. Elphaba's
popular dress.
Oh. Gosh, it's so cute. Or the little, it's her like, it's like her nightgown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, oh gosh, it's so cute. And Elphaba's micro braids are just stunning. So stunning.
One, Cynthia's just so like versatile. Like thinking yes. about her in The Color Purple, like I did not put 2 and 2 together until like I saw it on TikTok or something. And it's like, oh my gosh, they are the same person. And like, she's mm-hmm. just... And then they showed pictures of her on, like, the red carpet where she has, like, the blonde eyebrows. And then she had no eyebrows. I'm like, she looks fantastic yeah. in everything that she does.
I think that this is her, like, ultimate look of mm-hmm. her with no eyebrows, like, no mm-hmm. hair. She just looks, like, ethereal. Mm-hmm. She looks so good. And just, like, everyone looks in their prime. That's the one thing that I hate about the, like, fandom or whatever. Or, like, all that people being in their business and being, like... talking about their weight loss and stuff.
Oh, because Ariana is very thin.
She's very thin, but...
People have made, like, things, like, she's really unhealthy. She's anorexic. And, like,
something very...
She's fainted.
Yeah, and they were like, she's fainted on set. Something very, like, traumatic happened on set. And it's like, really? Because they look like they're having the time of their lives, and they look mm-hmm. like they are the most, like, genuinely happy, at mm-hmm. least for Ariana, that we've seen in, like, a very, very, very long time.
Well, like, seeing the way that Cynthia's, like, spoke out about something being, something was said about her, and she's like, I am highly offended, like, and mm-hmm. it was something very small.
Was it the someone editing the poster yes. and them uh-huh. covering her eyes?
Yes. So the way that she spoke out about that, like, something so tiny. I feel like if there was something going on, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, none of us know.
But I feel like if there was something going on, like, she would have spoke out.
She would nip that in the bud.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because she's already speaking out about tiny little things anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think too. Oh yeah, if you hear creaking, it's not tooting. It's my floor. I feel like, I don't know. They seem so happy, and, like, why,
they,
who
they
are...
They love each other.
Exactly. And I saw this, too, where Cynthia was saying, like, when Ariana feels, like, a lot of emotion, she needs, like, that, like, touch. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, I'm there. I give her that.
I love that.
I'm there for her.
And it's like... that for me, though.
Okay, I'm gonna cry about later. No, but I feel the same way. It's just, like, it's having your person and being met mm-hmm. and, like... your needs being seen and being able to have that vulnerability and knowing that you're in a safe place is so important to have. And not a lot of people get to experience that. I feel like, especially these days, everybody's so like self-involved and like, especially social media. Mm-hmm. And we're so like focused on how we're viewed and stuff like that, that we lose the connection that we have with others.
Well, and let's segue then with that. I'll help you with this one. Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah.
So I'm not a sports person, but like theater makes you like have to be so vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So like being vulnerable with those people, like yeah. it kind of forces you to do that. And, like, finding those people that you can be vulnerable with and, like, support you in that is, like, super important.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you have trauma.
Yeah. And you have trauma. And trauma is a very dramatic word, but we're thespians. But some stuff of it is, like, how long it affects you and stuff. And so we're going to segue to our next topic.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Woo! More me. We're going to talk about theater trauma and trauma in quotations, but, or just like experiences and stuff like that, because I have some funny stories about like tripping and things like that. But I can start with a little funny
antidote.
Don't do that to me. I believed you. So when in high school, junior year, we did Beauty and the Beast, and it was like a really big deal because both of our high schools came together, and we performed at this like pretty, I would say like iconic theater for our area. For my hometown. And so we were in the run of the show, and I'm pretty sure this was like one of our first nights or something. But, Lexi, my friend, she was one of the first people to in like the bonjour. I was, Madame de la Grande Bouche, wardrobe. Yeah, mom. I had my huge wig and my the wardrobe that I had a panic attack in, because it was literally like, it was almost like those like think of this. You ever remember those binders that had the straps on them?
Yes.
The fabric binders and the zipper. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So think of one of those straps with like a rinky dink pad, and you know how they would fold in on themselves and like kind of dig into your shoulder, maybe. At least it did for me. So imagine one on either shoulder holding up a plywood armoire or like wardrobe on your shoulders.
Nice.
Yeah. So I would have a panic attack and I would ball up in the middle while people would lift it off. And I would have my toothpick wig, or no, my Q-tip wig, as my father called it when he would see me run off the side of the stage. Because I looked like a Marie Antoinette Q-tip wig.
I think it's so funny. And I'm not... I have to say this or I'll forget.
You're good.
ADHD. So we both played Glinda in Wizard of Oz. We both did the show Beauty and the Beast.
Uh-huh.
But I played Mrs. Potts. So we've just done such, like, some of the same shows.
We're just such theater girlies.
Did you do Grease?
No. Okay, I remember... I will circle back to the Lexi story.
No.
I have to say this about Grease real quick. I remember in fifth grade, the high school that I went to, they were doing Grease, and we went to go see Grease in my fifth grade class. And I'd seen Grease before, but like my parents skipped over like the parts where like I think Rizzo gets pregnant, and then she's like someone gets like abused. They had skipped over those parts because I'm in like fifth grade or whatever, but we went to go see the show, and they're like fake making out on there. And my teacher, I was appalled. I was like, this is so inappropriate. And I'm literally like 10 years old saying that. And my teacher, I'm pretty positive she apologized to my parents after, because like, it was great. Like it was, I don't know why they thought that it was appropriate to take us to that show. Cause it, the parts that we saw just like was not appropriate for a fifth grader to see.
It's really not an appropriate show for high schoolers, I think. Like, looking back, like, and people are going to disagree with me, and that's fine. But, like, some of, like, the stuff that happens, like, it's very...
It's teen pregnancy. Why would you want to have...
Like, having Sandy change for a man, like, what message is that giving to young girls?
Why would you want to have that?
Which,
like, it's such a fun show, but,
the dancing's great, the songs are great, but, like...
But it's mature contents.
Yeah.
College students can play high school students. Mm-hmm. Like, that's okay.
Don't ever change for a man.
Amen, sister.
I'm pointing at the
I know, she's pointing at the mic. Yeah, you hear this. okay, wait, but back to Lexi. So she was one of the, she was carrying a basket full of fruit, and she goes, I don't think she said bonjour, but she's just one of the people that are like walking out, and she's on the top platform. It's not that high up, but like maybe 4 feet.
She's up there.
She's up there, yeah. It's bonjour, 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 Lexi Falls. And I'm telling you, dude, I wasn't backstage because I think it was my off night. So I wasn't,
Were you double cast?
We were double cast when we... I hate that. We were double cast when we were, when it was the two schools combined. So we would have, like, the one high school cast and, like, a few of our high school.
I hate that.
It honestly was kind of really fun. No, I liked it.
I would take it as a competition. Like, I have to be better.
Some people did. And it was kind of toxic. But, like, my thing is, just go out and have fun. Just go do it.
See, you say that. But I could just never do
it. No, it was low-key a competition. But the thing is, if you're like, oh, this bell is better here, but this ensemble, like, this supporting cast is better. We need that one. Which it was kind of like that. Yeah. But, like, I don't know.
So that's like for Little Women when we had understudies and, like, Lair would put them in and I'm like territorial.
Love them, like, but
I
like
I started buffing up, like, squaring off. Get away from my scene.
It's so hard to be like, you get so protective of your character, and especially when, like, you've lived in that for so long, and then to be like, I mean, it is true, the show must go on, you have to have that backup, but, like, it's so scary to see that, because it's like,
well, and a big but that's mine. That we had, and, like, you always noticed it, is, like, when your understudy would step in, they would take, like, your little things that you made your own.
Yeah, my choices.
Yeah.
My specific Haley choices.
Like, if you're gonna be an understudy, like, and this is, I'm not dissing on any of our understudies.
No.
I still know them today, and, like, they're great people.
Yeah.
But, like,
I think it was just mine that was the main problem.
Yes. Is when, if you're understudying somebody, like, do not take their choices. Like, make your own choices. Make your character your own.
Yeah. There's a difference between blocking and your individual actor choices. Right.
Because when you when you do somebody else's choice, it's just ingenuine. It's not good anymore. It's boring.
Yeah. It's stolen boring, property.
But it's stolen.
But yeah. Okay, wait. Back to Lexi again.
Clonk.
Right. So she falls. And my thing, we had lights back there, right? Like, the whole strip of lights, and then the what's that? It starts with an S.
The scrim?
Yeah, the scrim was back there. And it went like, whoo, apparently. And all I heard...
Wait, did she fall 4 feet onto the ground? Or just on the platform fall?
Onto the ground, dude.
Oh,
onto
no.
the ground. And,
oh, no.
And all I heard from people was, Lexi just fell, Lexi just fell. And I'm under the stage, because that's where the dressing rooms were. I was in the lead's dressing room, what can I say? But I was like, what? And so I run up there. And honestly, they never noticed if I didn't come out for a scene, because... It was kind of fun being an extra in that one, being an ensemble member on my off nights, because they couldn't tell if I came out or not. Yeah. I didn't throw off any blocking. So there was one night that, like, I barely went out, but it was just fun.
See, I wanted to be out there all the time. Put me in, coach.
I don't know. There was just some of those. And I also got, like, insanely sick for, like, 3 month span, like, during that show and after that show. But people were like, Lexi just fell. I'm like, what? So I run up there. She's laying there, like, in a coffin, like Pharaoh style, with her arms crossed back there, just flat. Her fruit has rolled out underneath, and she's slowly, like, grabbing it and putting it back in her basket.
Because she knows she moves that scrim is going to move the lights.
Yes, she just happened to fit right between the lights and the platform. And I'm telling you, dude, like, it was insane. And then she crawls out. Biggest gash bruise on her back.
Oh, no.
And I was really obsessed with Grey's Anatomy at the time. I'm going to say the S word, people. I said to her, I said, Lexi, I'm going to Grey's Anatomy the shit out of this right now.
She's got a hematoma. And
I have to put in a suture. And I like cleaned her wound. It was crazy. But it was so funny because we had a joke that, like, we were cursed when we went there, because the year before that we did, during that run of Beauty and the Beast, one of our knives, like, someone in the costume slid down the cement stairs that went to the basement of the dressing rooms. Literally, they slid. We were like, guys, who said the term? And if you're a theater kid, you know the term. We're not saying it here. I don't say it. Oh, see, this old Scottish school, play.
It was Break a Leg, because when we did was okay. So we did Wizard of Oz my freshman year,
mm-hmm.
and somebody said Break a Leg, and we had a live Toto. Toto broke his leg.
Like a dog?
Like the dog.
We had a live Toto too. It was Lexi.
Oh. Ours was actually of the canine. But Toto broke his leg. So to this day, when people say break a leg, I go, oh.
Toto.
Stop it.
Toto.
Like, and Toto still ran across holding his leg up in a lamp. Like,
oh, that poor baby.
It was awful. Like, oh, I felt so bad for that dog.
Was he a little terrier?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it was Yorkie.
Oh my gosh. That's so sweet.
But that dog broke his leg.
That poor thing. Mm-hmm. that's so sad.
So don't say break a leg to me, because I'll be like, oh, man.
Toto, no.
Toto, no.
No. Oh, but... So my sophomore year was the first time we did the combined show.
Okay.
And it was The Little Mermaid. And because we always tried to do a Disney show in the spring, because that was like the kids' show. It brought in the most money. It was just really fun. And so I was really good at injuring myself. Mm-hmm. So
was Toto.
Yeah, I guess so. So I played a fish, which was really annoying because I was called back for the Mer-Sisters and I really wanted to be Arista. And tell me why all the Mer-Sisters were double cast except for Arista, and I was the only one that didn't get cast in it. Nope. I think it was just because they didn't want me in the tail and the bra, but that's fine. That's a costuming trauma. Also with that, but oh, here's the thing. I was like the off night Arista part in the princess scene where they're like selling themselves to Eric.
Mm-hmm.
All the off night Mer-Sisters were the princesses. So I was always the Arista off-night princess because I didn't ever play Arista because it was only that one girl playing her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just annoying. But when I was doing the fitting for that, we had to have ball gowns on, and I was doing the fitting, and they were getting so frustrated because none of the dresses fit me. And it's like, and it wasn't, I mean, everybody was so stinking tiny. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I got some weight on me. I got some curves. Sorry, you got to costume it. But they were so annoyed because my dress was too short. I'm like, you couldn't have just put an underlayer under it. We called it the Tiana dress because it was like this big green dress. But they were like, it drove me nuts too, because the lady was like super duper duper plus size.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, babe, why are you out here giving me a complex?
They're always the worst.
You of all people should not be giving me that issue. Like, go look in the mirror and see how you feel. Because I'm like, you're making me feel like garbage.
Yeah.
It was, oh, I hated it. I'm like, you can't just add a layer of tulle.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just do something like that. Like, yeah, my dress was shorter than everybody else's. But, like, as an experienced costumer, like, you should have your experienced costumer do something to fix that. It's pretty easy. Sorry, that was another side tangent.
No, but those are, like, the worst. Like, the having to go in for costuming and being, like, one, either insecure or like myself, I made it very like our costumer for Little Women asked like, and you know this story,
yeah
like she asked like, is there anything you want me to know? And I'm like, I'm gonna be very honest, like I have body dysmorphia. I hate looking in the mirror. I hate trying on clothes. Like, costuming's hard,
yeah,
but like it's also the most exciting part of a show. So when you go in for costuming and they like bring it up every single time during your fittings, like, oh, Are you feeling okay? Like, are you feeling comfortable? Like, yeah. Ask me if I'm comfortable, but quit bringing up the fact that like I can't stand to look at myself. Like,
yeah.
But then also like when we go into like show week and she puts me in a separate dressing room away from like all my quote unquote family in the show. Like, no, like we've spent
well,
so
and
much
it was
time.
It was with like
other girls. She said, "I'm gonna put you with these other girls because they're plus size."
Yeah, that was
like, that's
really, really, really awful.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, too, didn't she tell you, like, you need to stop losing weight? Or something
she
like,
did.
Didn't
so
she say that
time,
to you?
Like, I was... So she did make the comment about me losing weight, because at the time, I was kind of, like, on a health journey, figuring out my life and everything. Mm-hmm. And she had measured me.
Yeah.
Which, and then I came back, and I had lost some weight and everything. And she, like, was like visibly frustrated about it and like just told me that I need to stop losing weight and like basically making her life hard.
Which it's like, as a costumer, like from my costuming experience, like sure, I get where she's coming from, but also like, it's not hard to take in a dress or take in something.
Right.
It's harder to add the fabric, add that. Mm-hmm. But like, that was also her job.
Right.
That's what she's being paid to do.
But like, also after we'd already had that conversation about like,
mm-hmm.
body dysmorphia,
very like, insensitive.
How talking about my body like makes me feel, like that was a big like no-no, mm-hmm. and like never should have happened, especially mm-hmm. for somebody who works with college students. Like,
yeah,
she has been. I know that she has been. Should I say she?
Sure,
it's fine. I know that she had been through like our sensitivity training and like all this because I worked for the university. She knew better,
mm-hmm.
and she just chose not to.
Overcompensating and like thinking that you're being proactive, but mm-hmm. really you're making it worse.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
it's like it's awful when that happens. Like, ugh. I don't know. There's such a better way around it too, and it's really easy. Like, I don't know. I think instead of asking, like, do you feel comfortable in this? Instead asking, does your character feel comfortable in this? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like your character right now?
Because I don't want to be me
because
on stage.
Because it shouldn't be Marmee, or well, Michaela. Michaela, do you feel like Michaela in your Marmee costume? No. Are you Marmee right now? Is this Marmee?
Yeah, because that's a whole
that's
reason
all
why
that matters.
I do theater. And, like, mm-hmm. like I tell people all the time, I hate getting up in front of people and, like, speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But ask me to get up in front of people and sing something, like, yeah, fine, no big mm-hmm. deal. Because I don't have to be me. I can portray a character. So, that's actually really good. You ever see her, tell her that.
I will.
Okay.
I'll pass it along.
Pass it along.
Okay, I have another story of me falling.
Yes.
So this is, or of falling. So this is Little Mermaid. So
were you on like roller skates, but like
no,
heelys?
I wasn't. I think our Flounder was, I think Ariel was, and maybe our eels were, but I was a fish. So I had a fish on a stick.
Oh, cool.
And I named it Sparkles.
Nice.
And I practiced my signature that I think only one little kid asked me for, which I was so ecstatic. But so for Under the Sea, there's the whole like big part at the end and stuff. We all go out into the audience, and I was one of the first ones. It was super cute and fun. And the thing is that in this old theater, the front part right by the pit, the orchestra pit, mm-hmm. is cement. Or is like a painted like concrete.
You'll have to tell me what theater this is later.
I will. it's like a, I don't know, linoleum, kind of has that like shine, you know.
Uh-huh.
But then the aisles are fabric. Mm-hmm. So that's the only part that's like that cement.
Mm-hmm.
So we're running and I have to go to the middle one and run up it. I take the corner and I tell you, dude, all my weight is on my right foot. My right foot out. Right on the side of my hip, still holding my fish up. Sparkles didn't go down, but I went down.
No, she didn't.
And it's because some dude spilled his pop and didn't clean it up.
So you fell just in straight soda.
Yeah, I fell in soda. And here's the thing. I finished the song, went back. These pants were like MC Hammer pants, but not like bound at the bottom. So I was able to pull it all the way up and look. I have never had such an instant dark bruise ever in my life. And it was huge. It was like football size.
Ugh.
And it was like black and blue and purple. Literally within like 3 minutes of it. When I was in school, it took forever for me to like not feel that pain. Which like honestly, I feel like we should have done something about it now that I'm like, oh yeah, we could have like made an incident report or something with them.
Yeah.
But I had to sit on the left side when I was in class because I couldn't sit on that side of my butte because of my hip. It was ridiculous.
I think that's another one of my pet peeves is like people who like come to the theater and like come mm-hmm. to the theater. Like everybody needs to go see it a live show. Always.
Yeah.
But when they don't understand like theater
etiquette. Uh-huh.
Oh, my lands.
That's like...
It makes me want to, like, bash my head up against a wall.
Yeah, like, people will sing along. People... I don't like the cheering thing either.
Or when they start clapping and they're
yes.
like...
Yes. And then, like, the song's not done. And you can tell they haven't finished the song. Or the way that they dress. It's not... Mm-hmm. I like it when people dress, like, at least, like...
dress up.
Like, it's not casual. Yeah. It's nice. You want to be at least a little like, let's go to like a nice dinner. Or that kind of
walking
a
walking around during like a scene. Like, mm-hmm. No.
Yep.
No, but like for real, like come to the theater, like experience the theater.
But treat it like you're going out on like an anniversary thing or something.
Yeah, this is not a sporting event.
No.
So, and hooping and hollering, I hate that.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it also, I guess, probably depends on the show. Yeah. Like maybe there are shows here and there that you can do that. For sure. But like
Footloose, like let's hoop and holler.
Yeah.
But like when we're doing something like, let's just take Little Women for instance.
It's not a show for that.
Do not hoop and holler at Joe after she's just saying the like, fire within me. Like,
yeah, right? Ugh. Woo!
Like, no!
Yeah! Let's go! That fire!
Or when you are at this, like, lull in a song and you hear people...
I know.
I'm like, shut up!
Yeah, this is not the place or time. Go chat afterwards.
It really is distracting and it really takes away not only from everybody else's experience, but, like, it pulls the actor, like,
being an actor and seeing that, yeah.
It pulls them right out of where they're supposed to be, and, like, you just lose it. And it's so mm-hmm. hard to get back in the zone sometimes that,
yeah.
Oh, it just drives me crazy.
It's so frustrating, and that's why I always, like, never try to make eye contact with someone and, like, just looking past them, because I'm all of a sudden, I'll be like, oh, wait, I'm just Haley saying words right now. I'm like,
see, but I'm scary. Directing a show right now, and, like, we have a narrator, mm-hmm. and, like, I want him to talk to the audience, and mm-hmm. I want him to, like, have that, like...
Like, personal... breaking the fourth wall?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer Jr. at the college, and he's talking, and Rudolph, blah, 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 and then he goes, oh, wait, you don't know who Rudolph is? And, like, he's making this conversation with the people, so, like, you want to have that moment where you're, like, looking at them, but, like... I just know that there's probably going to be somebody who's, like, he's going to make eye contact with him, and they're going to make some dumb face, or they're going to, like, want them to break. And, like, and that drives me crazy. Like, they work so hard, so why would you want them to fail?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Scene.
And cut off. What was I going to say? Oh, wait, let me look at my notes, because I think I have one last falling story. I'm telling you, dude, I trip and fall. A lot. I trip and fall on air. I can't help it. Yeah.
I haven't tripped and fallen on stage. There has been, okay, my junior recital, I was wearing heels because when you sing, like, it's nice to be lifted a little bit. And anyway, I'm standing there singing this aria, and I remember thinking, my feet hurt so darn bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember standing there, and I grabbed onto the piano very gracefully.
Wait, I feel like...
And I kicked off my shoes underneath my dress, and I remember getting done with the song, and I grabbed the piano again, and I put my feet right back into those
shoes. Are you serious?
My feet hurt so bad, and it was, like, making my back hurt, and I couldn't, like,
That's
breathe.
So funny.
But I remember just being like, these gotta come off, or I'm not gonna make it.
The fact that, like, and no one knew?
Nobody knew.
That's iconic.
I mean, except for me going from, like, 7 feet tall to, like, 2 feet tall.
7 feet to 2 feet. Those 5 feet heels, yeah. You had to actually hoist yourself up from the piano to get on there.
So.
But that's like hilarious.
That you do, my goodness.
I know. My freshman year of high school, it was actually a really big deal. I was the only freshman to get it into, like, we would do a straight play once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always in the fall. And so I was the only freshman to get it into the show full of juniors and seniors.
Impressive.
I know, right? And yet I didn't get into the musical. Then after that, I was like, all right.
They were just jealous.
I was gypped. Yeah, whatever.
Haters.
So I was playing this lady. I think she was like an older kind of like bag lady. She was a little cuckoo. Mm-hmm. But I was exiting the stage and it was so dark.
Oh, no.
And the step came so much sooner. And it was like only two or three steps back off. You hear a gong, 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 gong. And dude, I'm telling you, there's probably a dent still in my leg from it. My heel, my character shoe, caught on the step.
Oh.
And my foot went under and behind me. And I hit my shin, skinned my shin so hard on one of the steps. And like, it didn't affect it that much. But my parents were like, what was that one sound? I said, that was me falling.
That was me.
That was me busting my butt right exiting the stage. I guess I just need to heal from from
well, then
all
let's
that.
Talk about all the good things that theaters happened. My favorite memory ever from theater, I think, is our last show of Little Women, and I'm singing Days of Plenty to you. And I have actual tears running down my face.
It was so emotional.
And I remember getting up to leave, and you still had my hand, and you squeezed so tight, and I left that stage, walked down the stairs.
That was so hard.
Sobbing uncontrollably. And,
Bria, and I could hear you.
Yeah. Bria looks at me. She goes, what happened? I go, it's all over. It's done.
It was so,
and
it was
put me in a corset
hard.
And everything, and I'm just sobbing uncontrollably. And then curtain call. And we're
dude,
all
that
just...
was so sweet. I loved getting to do that with you. And just, like, walking back there and being like, we did it. I get emotional. I'm getting emotional. Woo!
That is, like, the one show. You know how, like, you get through a show and you're like, okay, we've done it. I'm over it. I'm mm-hmm. done. I could do that show for the rest of my life.
Yeah. I just had that impact. And it's like, you know, sure, there are some people it's like, okay, I could live without seeing them again.
For sure.
But, like, just, like, the unit that we had was so special, and I really think that that's, yeah, once in a lifetime experience mm-hmm. where you get, like, this group of talented actors and performers mm-hmm. to be able to portray a story like that, and, like, mm-hmm. the fact, too, I think it was really big, too, because, I mean, Little Women, I don't think is a show that, like, people instantly are drawn to. Like, yeah, no. It's, like, a classic, but, like, we had a really big turnout pretty mm-hmm. much every night. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, majority of it was our families.
But, I mean,
but yeah. But why not? But no, but, like, it was a really big turnout. And, yeah, there's really loud vehicles. But, like, that just shows right there that we were able to portray that story and people were, like, touched by that.
Well, when you hear people in the audience also crying along with you.
I know.
That's special.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like. It's just a special show, and if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend seeing the musical Slime mm-hmm. Tutorials.
Yeah.
It's special, and I don't know, it's just so good. I watched half of the newer movie mm-hmm. on Prime, and I'm just sitting there like, it's good. Like, the movie's good.
With Saoirse Ronan.
Timothée Chalamet. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there like, it's so good, but, like, it's not the musical.
Well, and here's my thing with... I feel like the musical is more like the 93 movie version mm-hmm. than the 2019 version. Because mm-hmm. 2019 feels more sister-based. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like it does focus more on, like, Meg, like, her possible, like, future that she could have had mm-hmm. being an actor and stuff like that. But I think it kind of makes them all surface level. Mm-hmm. Like, I like how you have more of that sister bond, but... there's something so, like, artificial about the way that they're, mm-hmm. they act. And it is funny, too, because the 2019 version is very much a fall movie, but the 93 version is a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. And it's just, there's something so comforting about that movie that I feel like it just encapsulates, did I say that right? Encapsulates? Mm-hmm. Wow.
You did it.
The full idea of Little Women. Mm-hmm. Like, the family together, their close bond.
Like, I didn't want the dad to come back in the 2019 version. Like, he don't need to be there. He unimportant.
But he comes back in the 93 version.
Unimportant.
But, like, it's, like, at the end, you know?
But
or
he's
like...
still unimportant. I'm sorry. It's not about him.
Yeah.
Like, it's not about the men. Sorry,
no.
guys. It's about this
sorry.
Family that is getting through tragic
these
times
women.
Together
yeah.
and, like, learning to navigate mm-hmm. life, like, as women in the late 1800s, right?
It's Civil War. Right? Revolutionary? Revolutionary War?
Don't quote us on that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're not historians. What do we know?
There's scarlet fever. There's the diseases
yeah.
out there.
They have rag money.
Right. They're trying to navigate the world without these men supporting them. And that's mm-hmm. like the empowerment of it is we don't need Papa March to help us get through this.
Papa!
We need Joe March to go sell her dang stories and... he's unimportant.
Little Women takes place between 1863 and 1866.
Late 1800s.
During the later half of the American Civil War.
There we go. Late
yep.
1800s.
Yep. Yeah,
we don't need no Papa.
Yeah,
we need Joe and
period.
Rodrigo.
Rodrigo! I also feel like, too, I like Laura Dern, but her Marmee is way too modern.
It's so peppy, and like, she has...
Welcome, Lori. Welcome. She's like, this is our family.
No, she's like one of the girls, and she can't be. She's got the, like, and trust me, I worked on this character for so long, so I'm very passionate about it. She cannot be one of the girls, because if she's one of the girls, Joe's going to run the house.
Yeah.
And she can't. Sorry, Joe.
No, that's okay. I'm fine.
Like, you need to be put in your place when you chop down that tree.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. It's a beautiful movie, and I love the movie, but the musical and the character development in the musical.
The songs, just two in it, are so good. And, okay, so summary of the story, go at least listen to The Little Women, the musical, but find a Slimes tutorial on YouTube. Honestly, guys, I think that's all. Believe it or not, we've been chatting it up for an hour, dude. We killed it.
We did.
Honestly, it went so fast. I feel like we've been talking for 20 minutes.
But also, like, our ADHD just goes, like, crazy.
Yeah, I know. Do you guys enjoy that? Who stuck around? Who hung on with us?
Some people are probably so confused.
It's like, hang on! Hang on! Come on with us! Yeah. Also, I just want you all to know we're sitting here in our matching jammies that Marmee got us, and she did just instantly buy slippers that she saw were super adorable, and I just think it's, I mean, they still fit. I think it's funny and super cute, but she did just buy them and then realized, oh, wait, I didn't even buy our sizes. So we're both size 9, and she bought size 8 slippers. But you know what? We make it work. In the words of Tim Gunn, make it work, designers.
Make it work.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Marmee.
You're so welcome. This was fun. I was really nervous to begin with.
Really?
Like, once we started talking, I'm like, oh, no, this is great. This is so easy.
Come on, this is just us chatting it up, but with a microphone in the middle of us.
Just, every so often, I'll think about, oh, people are going to listen to me. Oh.
And what about it? It's a fun time. They wish they could be here, too.
They probably do.
Yeah.
We are a hoot.
And a half.
Half a brain cell.
Yeah, we just toss it back and forth to each other. It's like the Fates in Hercules with the eyeball, yes. But it's our brain cell. Yeah. All right, guys, that's all we got. I hope you have a wonderful week. Go see Wicked once again. Go see it. We're going to go see it at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Second time. 11 a.m. Santa's coming. Santa!
I love it.
All right, guys, that's it. This has been Oh My Lanta.